Nathan, need you to get the round of applause ready for a very special lady. She is one of the 12% of construction workers in Tasmania that are women. And this week she took out the top award, yes, the top award, in the National Excellence in Building and Construction Awards. Please welcome to the show, Melanie Ramsley.
Mel, welcome.
Good morning.
Mel, first things first, congratulations. This is awesome. When did you find out that you'd won the award?
Thank you. On Saturday night, during the live stream of the event.
Yeah, I want to apologise for that too, Mel. Live stream, it's not as fun as flying to Perth to have a night out in the town, is it?
Look, the company did pretty well. They took us out to the casino and stuff, and we had a few bubbles and stuff, so I didn't miss out too bad.
Okay, stop it. How good's when the company
at home.
When the company takes you out for a few bubbles, Mel. Well done. Did you get something? Did you get a trophy or anything or a voucher or anything?
To be honest, I actually have no idea yet, but I imagine there's a trophy and who knows.
Hope so.
Yeah.
I hope so.
Look, even if there isn't, I'd be demanding one. Just get on your high horse.
It's a construction award. Surely they can make something massive. A statue. There should be a bronze statue of you in the town hall.
Really? I'm walk down the streets of Hobart and see a giant statue of Mel. Mel, I did read a comment from you that said you've never felt like gender was a barrier to a career in construction, but can I ask you, as one of the 12% of construction workers in Tasmania that are women, how have you found the industry here?
I mean, it comes with its challenges, but I guess it comes with its challenges for anyone. So, I don't know. I've never really tried to focus on gender. And I think once you kind of get past the initial shock, I guess, for the guys, and they see that you're capable of doing the job, then they're pretty good.
Yeah, how many awards are they winning?
Yeah.
Idiots.
None. How many bronze statues are they getting? None. So, Mel, you've never felt that gender was a barrier to your career in construction before?
I've just never really thought about it. I mean, like, it has posed a few hurdles to jump over sometimes, but sure, not very often. And I mean, I think I said to Mum the first day of my apprenticeship, I said, there's this award and I want to win it.
Mm. Oh, stop it.
And I never really thought that I couldn't because I was a woman. And I did.
I love that, Mel.
That's
awesome.
You hadn't even started your job and you were like, I'm going to win this award.
Yeah, I've always had high hopes.
I love that. And Mel, I mean, you work for Fairbrother as well. You were nominated by your workplace. How does it feel that, I mean, this isn't even anything that you enter yourself. They nominated you. How does it feel to be nominated by your workplace and recognised at the highest level?
Yeah, it's pretty cool. So work actually nominate every year. We have our own award.
Yeah.
And the winner and the recipient of that, they nominate them into the MBA one as well. So
wow. Did you have any idea that they nominated you before you won it?
Yeah. It's a big process. So, like, you have to put in this huge application and then go to an interview and stuff with Master Builders. So,
wow.
Yeah.
Mel, what's next? So you've said you're pretty ambitious. Is there another, I don't know what awards are out there. Like, is there another award that you've got your sights on now?
No awards as of yet. But, I mean, who knows? I'm enjoying a bit of a relaxing December after a busy year.
Absolutely.
And then who knows? Who knows what's next?
Well, I mean, Nathan, I could just come up with an award next year, one for you or something. So.
I'll give you one right now. Congratulations.
No worries.
Best radio interview ever.
Yeah. I believe you're a sub-foreman now. Best sub-foreman in Hobart. Congratulations.
Mel, there is something I do want to ask you. Jimmy and I, we often have a person for everything. We have a bird guy. We have
we've got a doctor.
We've got a doctor. We've got a psychologist. We've got plenty of people.
A dentist.
We don't have a chippy. We don't have a carpenter, let alone we don't have an award-winning carpenter.
And Mel, be very careful. This is his way of getting stuff for free.
Absolutely, Mel. I'm telling you, if I need something built, I know who I'm coming to. Mel, would you like to be the show chippy, the show carpenter?
I reckon that's pretty cool. I reckon I could do that.
Oh, yes. Oh, it's a verbal contract, guys.
Yeah, look, all that means is, Mel, if we have any questions on the show, we'll reach out to you. But don't answer Nate's calls after the show when he wants something built at home.
Mel, I'm going to need a Santa sleigh that's about 10 metres long.
Want more Jimmy and Nate? Download the Hit app. This is the show. Want more access to exclusive prizes? Become a VIP at hit.com.au.